Mr. Robot.
Is that you posted
or
a...
not?
Is that Lex that sings the main theme?
Yes, most
that
of the time.
Like Lex.
Except when it's me and John.
Everybody sings that thing. Did you see the two little girls singing it in the little video?
I did. No. I see. I did. Yeah, it's great.
I want to do one, man. I love that show.
Robot, or not. Yes, I didn't make more for the second season. It's still the same. It's still the same set
there's
of the first.
Still
one.
More robots in question.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's another. I forget. There's another 20. We did a second session, so that'll get us through episode 40 something.
You should do what Just the Tip did and allow listeners to send in their own robot or not jingles, and then you just throw them in.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah,
I should do that.
Like the little girls one could be one right up that you just pull that audio right now.
I could
ask the. Somehow communicate to people that this is what you want them to do. Merlin can do one. He's just looking for an excuse to pick up that guitar.
I clean my office.
I actually did a when I was recording some piano for a radio theater one. I performed a solo piano performance of the Robot or Not theme. I have decided whether I'm going to use that one or not.
You smoothly transitioned into Crowded House. It was a medley.
Do 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 Robot or Not. Do 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 Robot or Not.
Robot or Not.
What is that absurd line from the Crowded House song that I recently downloaded? Because
I know the song. I know the one you mean. He has this really crazy line in Don't Dream It's Over, right? That one?
There are lots of crazy lines in there.
So you know it. It's
like a Morrissey line.
It's like a logic puzzle. It's like all dogs are mammals. Some mammals are brown, therefore. What the hell is it?
Don't Dream It's Over.
All right, I'm going to get it.
I'm here.
My possessions are causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. Tim Goodman's favorite line is, of course, in the paper today, Tales of War and of Waste, but you turn right over to the TV page.
To the TV
page. He always liked that, because that's his page.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost.
But you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
With me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's not the same.
It's
a battle ahead. Many battles are lost.
Road.
Therefore,
it's Australia, man.
Some
it's...
things ahead are lost. What?
Once again, don't dream it's over.
Once again. David is here now.
Hello.
I've seen it now, Merlin.
Yeah. You know, I know you, Jason. You're going to be all, here's my Jason impersonation. Yeah. Seeing the best movie of the last 5 years. Ready? It was good. It was good. It was good.
I don't even need to be here. You nailed it. We liked it. We did. Yeah. We liked it. We'll watch it again sometime.
You're in my ears
You
11
know,
hours a week.
It's the overhype. It's the problem with it, right?
Said
it's
the like, guy who writes about Apple. Shame
I
on
got,
you.
I got overhyped. I got overhyped.
Yeah.
And so what could I do?
Yeah.
What could I do after the overhype? It's like, is this the greatest movie of all time ever? Well, I don't know, but it was really good. It was really good. And that I say that as somebody who is not interested in movies involving like cars, especially.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
The Fury Road.
You talked about this. You guys had to go. There's like one place that was showing. It was like a weird place, like an out of town place or something. Yeah, right. My wife had the same reaction. She refused to see it in any but the, let's say, cinema release big screen version. And so, and I had seen it on the smaller screens.
Alternate release.
I'd seen an alternate independent release many, many times, but not at that size. And oh my goodness. Someday if I'm ever independently wealthy, I'm just going to have a place where you can just come and see Fury Road every night. Like, ugh.
I feel like if they had called it like Apocalypse Truck, I would have been more into it, because I think Fury Road, for some reason, the name turned me off a little bit, because it's really about like an apocalypse truck.
Cameron, I'm going to be that guy for a minute. How many times have you seen it?
I've only seen it the one time.
All right.
I saw it at the same place you saw it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Near, was it near Folsom? Oh, you saw it in independent... You saw the independent release.
I saw the independent release that you bought me a ticket for.
That's right. I bought you a ticket.
You said, I need to see this. I'm going to buy you a ticket. I'm going to let you Someday, secure your room.
There's going
to
be a federal court with a big pushpin board with my photo at the top.
That's right. With the strings coming down, saying, like, this is the ringleader. We got him.
This is not a difficult situation to unpack. You see the photograph of the homeless man at the top. He seems to have certain accesses to the corridors of independent release.
If he claims that he is calling his attorney, but is talking into a wallet.
Sorry, I got to take this. Oh, I love Crowded House. Do you like the other band? Do you like
the other band? I don't even know what that means. Where are you going with this? Men at Work?
Jesus Christ!
The Midnight Oil?
God, you've been hanging out with Syracuse. It's like pushing a fucking rope. Do you like Split Enz?
I discovered Neil Finn with Crowded House. So Split Enz to me was always his big brother's band. So I like some of their stuff.
Their evolution. It's fun to watch their evolution because they started out as like almost like a theater.
Well, have you heard? Yeah. Oh yeah. That was definitely that kind of art rock, glam rock kind of.
With the makeup and everything.
Moved down to New Zealand and Australia. But then they released there's the one album that they only released in Australia. That's basically like half Crowded House, half Split Enz. It's weird. It's really weird. But that's like Tim Finn left the band and Neil Finn joined or like was still there. And they were like, I guess we should, maybe they had a contract to fulfill or something. So like, I guess we got to release another Split Enz album, but it's not like the other Split Enz albums.
Was it a creative difference thing where they were like, Neil's taken over, I'm out of here.
I don't know the whole story. I've got a book about that I haven't read. I've got the true story of Crowded House. I think not. I suspect it was something that was like, here, little brother, you can take over the band. I'm going to go do solo stuff. And I think they did this one half-assed project and were like, no, we're going to just do our own thing, which makes me wonder if there was a contract or something where they had to deliver an album for.
But then they did
Australia.
that amazing Finn Brothers record, which is just, I think it's glorious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not the biggest Tim Finn fan in the world, but, you know, those two Finn Brothers records
such a
and Woodface
like,
are all pretty good.
For being a
You're just
sort
joining
of...
us. We're talking about Crowded House tonight. And Fury Road.
Once again.
It's a twofer.
But it's so sweet. The songs are so obviously about family and, like, I don't know. I just think it's such a sweet, sweet record.
Those guys, I mean, they've got the brother harmony thing going, right? Like, it's like brothers have that special connection to sing harmony with each other. And
right, totally.
They do that. Hey, so anybody watched any summer TV shows?
I've watched Fury Road about six times.
If you remind me what a summer TV show is, I probably watched a bunch of them, but only the two I have.
It's like pushing a rope.
It's a show.
So just name a bunch
available in the summertime. I'm going to turn off my fan now, and then I'm going to roast to death, but I'm going to do it.
Is Serenity in this?
She's supposed to be, but I assume she's in a hotel room in like San Francisco somewhere and can't
dreaming about Pixar, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
She went to Pixar. It's so exciting to go to Pixar.
Yeah.
That's good. It always is. Hold on, let me...
Oh, God, I hate Skype. I'm getting an interstitial over our call. Do you guys get this? I upgraded Skype. It says, make this a group video call. It's free. Turn on your video. Okay, but I go and I mouse over
to
the interstitial, and it slips out of the way and won't let me close the window.
Oh, it's dodging you.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
No, you really want this to be video.
Yeah. You can't not make it video.
So are we waiting on Miss Serenity?
No, I don't think she's going to be here. I mean, she said she would do it, but that was back when we were scheduling it for like...
the last time. Yeah.
We did that episode of Rhodey, remember? Waiting for Serenity.
We did.
Yeah.
Waiting for Serenity or someone like her.
Or someone. That was
Serenity
the Firefly
now.
Episode, strangely enough.
You guys are nerds.
Yeah. No, it really was. It really was the Firefly episode, and we were waiting for Serenity, and she didn't come, and we just canned it, and we still haven't done the Firefly episode.
Yeah.
How do you, I'm not sure if you can.
So is it going to be, so we'll do Humans, Mr. Robot, and you mentioned like summer TV. Are we going to talk about other summer TV things?
I was just going to throw it out and say if anybody has anything else that they want to recommend.
Well, just name some shows now so I can think about them. So I don't know what the hell summer TV is.
I don't either.
I would
Humans and Mr. Robot.
I've been watching The Carmichael Show, which has been a pleasant surprise.
I don't think I know what that is.
Nobody knows what that is.
Exactly.
I bet it's English.
That's no. It is
Dutch.
African American stand-up comic Gerard Carmichael has a sitcom on NBC it's like a throwback to Norman Lear style, but it kind of works.
NBC is more invisible to us than Dutch television.
That's right.
If you want to hide a national secret, put it on network TV.
Uh-huh. Dutch TV has more comedy in development than NBC.
You know, in Holland, it has hard-coded English subs.
I was waiting for that.
Thank you.
You, right. You turned it, as they say.
I don't think there are any. I'm fine if this is all just about Mr. Robot and humans, quite frankly. John, did you watch Humans? Have you seen The Humans?
Yep. I'm all humaned up.
Okay, good. That'll be good.
I saw the long, uncut, non-USA versions.
HBO's Ballers.
No. I think these two work well together for, I guess, probably some obvious reasons. Yeah.
I put summer TV only really as a placeholder in case somebody had something else that they really wanted to talk about. But I am good with it. Well, let's do it. Let's do it before I melt. 84 degrees now.
Oh, God.
It's going up in here.
78.3.
But it is cooler outside, so that air will come in at some point to cool my corpse, the puddle that was me. All right. Welcome back, everybody, wait a second. Somebody recording. Has to say recording. Is everybody recording?
Recording.
Nobody right. has to say recording. When did this happen?
It's Steve pushing Lutz's a rope. Fault. It's like pushing a rope.
It's Steve Lutz's fault. Trust me.
What? Is he even screwing up recordings by not saying recording?
Now when I say, it's when as soon as I intro, start, he shouts recording because yes, he's okay. All right. He is yep. vexing me.
Or not.
Do-do-do-do or not.
Gemma Chan. Eventually everybody will be on Doctor Who. She was on Doctor Who.
She was in Waters of Mars.
She's in Waters of Mars.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're right.
Which one is on Waters of Mars? Which
the one with the water comes out of their
Anita.
Faces?
No, I know Waters of Mars, but actress. Oh,
Anita.
About.
Mia / Anita.
Yeah. I wouldn't have picked that. I'm so bad at picking up British. Even Laura, what was she? She was someone's grandmother or mother on Doctor Who?
Oh, I don't know that one. Big one is that the husband was the vicar in the Agatha Christie episode.
And Rebecca Front is going to be on this season of Doctor Who.
Yeah, it turns out she's not on yet because she's on this year.
So when does William Hurt go on Doctor Who? That's what I want.
Well, they got John Hurt instead. You can't have both of those guys.
He's going to be the 8 3/4 doctor.
There's a Hurt limitation factor for
the Hurt locker.
Well, I was going to say the TARDIS for them is the Hurt locker. It's actually they keep him in a...
Yes, that is correct.
The IT crowd. Laura was on the IT crowd.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sherlock.
And she's in Sherlock. She's the reporter who helps set them up.
I have to say, I think Humans is the British show I've seen with the most attractive people on it.
Yeah,
I can go with that.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I like the glasses on the cop. Like I like that the cop with the wife. I thought his character was super interesting. Vaping, his constant weird vaping.
The weird vaping, yeah. No, I liked how he started out as this kind of annoying belligerent jerk, and then you got like more layers of him as it went along. He was still kind of a jerk, but more layers. You know? But yeah. Only two of them are human wins.
More.
There's two robot wins, two human wins.
I love you. All right, so we drop it in the folder, huh?
She is in the next room, George. She's in the next room making...
I love Odie.
Oh, so sad. Yeah, put them in the place with the folder and the thing. And
is there anyone on the show doing fake British accents?
I don't think so.
That's a good question.
It's mostly the other way around. Like every night we watch TV, my wife informs me of a new person, especially on Walking Dead. Like where I'm like, I can't believe that person's English. They're all English.
Well, there's
a vast
disparity between the number of English actors and American actors.
The Wire just destroyed this for all of us.
Oh yeah.
Well, I gotta say, I mean, I listened so carefully. Idris Elba does it great. Dominic West does a pretty good American accent, but...
Eventually.
Oh, eventually.
But, let me understand this. Every time you play crap, it's not buggy.
I mean, even by season 8, was it season 8 of House, I can still hear Hugh Laurie doing American.
Right, right, it sounds like Brian Laurie.
and he's doing great. And I know people who had never seen him in anything else who are just like, wow, he's great. Where is he from? Well, he's from England. No! But I just hear it so much.
University Challenge. Yeah.
Damian Lewis does a pretty good American.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. And do I know the right? Will you bloop me the folder you want this to go to? Do I know where this goes? Will you send it in the robot?
I will bloop it to you in the robot. Is it a robot or not? I don't know, but it's probably not a robot.
The Skype window, robot or not?
I will.
Thank you, John.
I had many people ask me to ask that on an episode of Robot or Not, and I said I'm not going to ask that question.
Yeah,
it's beneath the dignity of the show.
You thought it wasn't possible, but there it was.
I got one. Dino-Mutt. Is Dino-Mutt a robot or not?
Jason, we'll add it to the list.
Sure.